Hi, it's Nancy Urel, and welcome to Nancy's Psychic View on the High Road to Humanity. Today is going to be a really fun show. I have Alex Marcoux here, and welcome to the High Road, Alex.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate the invitation. It's good
I'm
to be.
Yeah, I'm excited you're here. You guys, I am excited she's here because she has a cool book, and I know I say this a lot, but it's called God's in the Game. And, you know, she answers a lot of questions. We're going to talk about what is the third dimension? What is the fourth dimension? What is the fifth dimension? What is this new earth that we've got coming, you know, and we have a choice and who goes and who doesn't go. And we're also going to see how autism is connected to this whole plan. A lot of times in the book, it's called a game. So we'll talk about this game of life. Now, before we get into it with Alex, I have to thank everybody who's taken my new angel class and my new connection class. What I've done is I have three classes. One, the first is connection to source, to God, to the divine source, and to the earth energies. The second is spiritual laws and more about the angels. And the third class is connecting to your own guardian angel. So you can take them separately or you can take them together. The first two classes are up on my website, nancyyourout.com. Check them out. I have to say, I think they're pretty good. A lot of people, I'm getting really good response from them. I do want to mention that, you know, I have another class coming up on empaths. You guys can, that'll be up here pretty quick. So having said all that, I want to read Alex's bio and tell you exactly who she is. She is a multi-award-winning author of visionary fiction and spiritual books. She considers herself a truth seeker, as she has always sought truth hidden from humanity and woven them into her work, whether writing, suspense, or spiritual books. So since 2011, she's been on a journey learning about the sacred mysteries and magic of autism and its relationship to humanity's spiritual evolution. I just find this so darn interesting. So I guess tell us your story. I mean, how did this all come about?
How did it come about? That's a good story. Well, like I mentioned, I'm a truth seeker. Ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to find the truth because I felt like what I was taught in particularly religion class was not right. And I have a you know, I was born and raised Catholic. And and I went into the sciences when I graduated. But as I, you know, I grew up, I went through this spiritual awakening in the 90s. I had an out-of-body experience, and I realized that my deep-rooted religious upbringing was really challenged. And so,
what happened? Can I ask? Like, what was your first? Do you want to share it, or do you mind telling us what happened?
Sure. I had a dream. I thought it was a dream, and I saw myself come out of my body, and I floated on the ceiling, and I saw my partner below, and I floated out into the foyer of our home, not the foyer, the balcony in our home, and I looked down, and I could see the fireplace, the Christmas lights, which were still on, and the front door. And I thought to myself, well, if I go over the banister, I wonder if I'm going to fall on my face. And as I was thinking it, I just automatically did it. I floated down to the front door. I looked at the front door, and I said, you know, this is one of those out of body experiences. I wonder if I open it up and I change the lock, if I come back in the morning, if it will be unlocked.
Oh, no way.
So
you had a digital lock on your front door.
It wasn't a digital. It was one of those, it was a deadbolt. I unbolted it. I went outside. I could see Denver lights in the distance. I went into the mountains. That's where I want to go, right? And
oh my God.
I had an experience in the mountain. But when I woke up the next morning, I woke up, and I sat up, and my partner was like, well, what's going on? And I said, I just had the oddest dream. I told her what it was. She got up, went downstairs, came back to bed, got in bed, didn't say anything. I said, what's wrong? She goes, the front door was unbolted. So It was confirming to me that something was going on other than the things that I learned when I was.
I love it. Thanks for sharing that. That is a really cool story.
Sure.
Well, I guess, you know, a lot of people have books out right now about consciousness, about the awakening, about what's going on. I interview a lot of people. But what's really interesting about this is, well, you talk so much about the shift of consciousness. And let me just back up and say that there are co-creators on this book, Shauna Kalicki and Daniel and Connie. And Daniel, and they channeled, I want the audience to understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong. They channeled a lot of information. They channeled Mother Mary, which is so nice. I really thought that was cool.
Yeah, Mother Mary, 12th dimensional Mother Mary. Yeah.
I know. And one thing that Daniel says is that there is this level of acceptance in the collective of humanity for the craziness that's going on right now. And, you know, it was really interesting when I read that, because I feel like we've got these wars and we've got these riots, you know, we've got all the riots on the campuses and stuff. And it's almost like people are just used to it.
They are used to it because this has happened before. And what have we done in the past? We've already gone along with it, right? The craziness comes, we go along with the craziness.
Yeah, it's really, well, and you know, I was like, well, what I do is I teach the audience to connect and stay, you know, centered, but there are people out there controlling this whole situation. But the cool thing that he does say is that the control will die.
Yes, that is, the control is dying. They
about this. You want to expand upon this a little bit?
Well, this has to do with the shift in consciousness. And the only thing I can really share is what's been put in the book, because the other stuff that I hear, I'm not supposed to share. But essentially, yes, this planet is under control, and it has been for eons. It's part
the Lemurians, since the Lemurian time.
Yes, it's part of the game, you know, because we as source consciousness chose to, you know, be embodied in the physical, and we wanted to experience. And the only way we could truly experience and fall the dimensions is to, you know, essentially have that veil and forget who we were. So the Lemurians knew who they were. The Lemurians knew that they were source consciousness here to fall in the dimensions and move into physicality so that we could experience ourselves more as source.
Mm-hmm. Source consciousness. Well, yeah, and it makes sense, because I think about it. I was thinking about all this. I was like, okay, it's cool to be in the body because you can have a cup of coffee. And yeah, no, yes. Really, I love it. I mean, I'm just giving you an example of what, you know, there's certain things in life, you know, I can pet my cat, or I can, you know, touch a tree, or, but when you're not in the physical body, when you're etheric, you can't do any of this stuff.
Not at this level. Now, the Lemurians, they're very similar to the autistic. Some of these, what I call these high vibrational autistics, which are usually those that society will label more as the low functional autistics, the ones that are higher on the spectrum. And, you know, they're experiencing their reality entirely different. You know, they really are a different species. We experience picking up a book, you know, reading it. Like Daniel is very lightly tethered to his physical body. He is partially here, but he is so much more elsewhere. He's having experiences with the angels.
Gotcha. All right, let's rewind a little bit. How did you, oh, she froze here. Oh no. Hopefully she'll come back. Let's see. I hate that when my internet could be. Okay, we are back with God's in the Game. And you know, it's so funny. When Alex mentioned the angels, you know, they just knocked us out. And So the powers that be don't really want to get this information out to the world. So this is a really important show to share. I want to rewind a little bit on the autism. How did you figure out that these autistic kids were being born in this world to help us ascend? How did you realize that?
Well, that's my experience with them. They came into my life in 2011,
Okay.
and how that happened is I was contacted by the parent of one of these nonverbal autistics,
Okay.
and they asked me to do some work for them because they had a book they were pushing out, and I read that book and I was just blown away because here is this woman who, by society standards, as being told that she is mentally retarded and autistic, and I see her writing because they communicate through a facilitated typing process, and she's writing about consciousness.
Ah.
She has expanded intelligence,
Wow.
expanded awareness.
Wow.
And so since then, I have befriended three of what I call these high vibrational autistics. One is Lyrica, there's another one, and then there's Daniel. And Daniel and I have been, and the three autistics were involved in one book. And the last two books I've written, they've been involved in, Daniel has been involved in those. All three books.
So you wrote Destination Earth was your last book. Is that correct? Show your
Destination,
books. Show your
yeah.
books. New Earth. Okay.
Destination New Earth. This is nonfiction, and this book. What happened is this is the first book that came out, The Unsuspected Heroes. It
Okay.
is a novel, and it is it's about the role of the autistics. It's the truth. It's autism truth, but it's spun in a way that it's a story. So it's going to hit the person where they're at. If
Okay.
they're awakened, they'll get one experience. If they're not, I hope that'll plant seeds.
Gotcha.
And as soon as that came out, I was like, we have to do this.
The
And
new
this
earth.
is
Yeah.
On the New Earth and the Role of the Autistics, and Gods in the Game is a deeper dive into consciousness, God, Lemuria.
Fantastic book, you guys. I mean, I just want you guys, there is some cool information. I didn't get to read it all, and I want to go back. I just want to say there's such really quickly, I want to talk about the vaccinations. Because, and I have to be careful because YouTube has banned me for talking about
Yeah.
the thing. So I have to be really careful. But what I do want to talk about is a lot of people do or have thought that the vaccination caused autism. But what I thought was so cool about your book, and I want to read this, and I believe this is what Daniel said, but if someone incarnates and it's in their divine blueprint to experience pure autism, the vaccinations will indeed trigger autism. But I guess what I want to get across to the audience is if your blueprint, if you decided you were going to do this before you got down here, you can't really blame anything. It was intended. Do you want to expand a little, I mean, on that? I mean, I'm sure that's not the case on everybody, but.
Yeah, I mean, if that's why we're here, it's we have a choice, first of all. We do have a choice. And if we choose to live our blueprint, it's going to happen. For the autist, it's going to happen. It just happens that the and I'm going to call it inoculations, the childhood shots, because I
Yes,
don't
well,
want
that's what they used to call them.
yeah,
Yes,
the childhood shots in this case trigger that reaction so that this manifests. Now, the sad part, the really sad part about this, there are some children that just can't absorb those childhood shots.
right.
And in those situations, those children can be harmed and they can manifest symptom, I guess, symptoms that are reminiscent of how the autistics act. And they get called autistics.
Okay.
So some of these children that have been harmed, they it might not be in their soul assignment.
Okay. No, I didn't get to read all of this, and there's so much information, but I want to understand something. The autistics came here to help raise the vibration, just like a lot of us are here to help raise the vibration, okay? And I get that. But it feels like they have a direct connection to source.
Yes, they are closer to source than we are, in the sense that they're very much like those Lemurians when they first came in. Remember, we were talking? The Lemurians came in and they knew their connection to source. They knew there was source. They
Right.
had a physical body, though they were having experiences in the ethers also.
Okay.
Daniel, as well as these high vibrational autistics, are like that.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but they do more than just raise the vibration. They're actually hold the infrastructure of the new earth. There's a group that work on the veil we were talking about earlier. There's a group that work on the dissolving of that veil. They can't just pull it off because humanity's not ready for it.
Right.
Think about pulling that Band-Aid off and some people realizing that, oh my God, I'm God. Because that's what it's all about, right? And if they're not ready, it could make them go crazy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you talk about this. There's the third dimensional consciousness, vibrates frequency closer to fear. Which is, and I want to mention, you do talk about this in the book, that, and I don't want to give all of your book away, but there's so much good stuff in here. We came here to experience the fear, to experience the negative, so that we could experience everything. Is that proper?
That is absolutely correct. And while we are going
You guys, I keep losing her, and I don't know why. She's it's the I've had this before with people in Colorado.
wants to stay in that third dimension.
Yeah,
And
we
so
lost her there for a minute. It says my internet connection's unstable, and I don't know why. It shouldn't
I
be.
know why.
It shouldn't be, but yes, there's people, and I do want to talk about this because there are people who are not ready. And the fourth dimension, I like how you say this, it's a gateway to the entrance of 5D.
That's correct.
You
That's
know, where we're starting to realize our abilities.
right. And we experience more of our psychic gifts and compassion
Forgiveness.
Yes, in love.
Yeah. Well, and that's what this is all about. And she does talk about all these gifts, in the book. Daniel says anything of God is a high frequency. I really love that.
Yes, and that threw me because I thought, well, okay, anything of, because he mentioned that even fear is a high frequency. And I was troubled by that, and I said, "Well, we're supposed to go up." He still says that fear is a high frequency.
So let's talk about this. God is not an entity, maybe as we think. Maybe God, you talk about the book as God being the consciousness, but we all have a piece of God in us, and we're all little gods creating. So what do you feel? Do you feel from your and this is kind of like getting down to the bottom line here, but do you feel like, we're all little gods getting re and working our way back to the one God is what I've always felt, or back to source. What do you,
Yes,
is that what?
that's how I feel. Yeah, we all have humanity.
Right.
It's a divine spark of life.
Right.
And that divine spark of life is an aspect of our soul. And we have the potential to access that spark of light. And that light is the awakening,
Right.
the awakened self. So
Yeah.
we have that potential. Doesn't mean that all of humanity will access that light.
Right.
So yes, humanity are gods in the game. We're divine. Humanity is divine. A huge message within this book, if you don't mind, may I share it?
Yes, go for
Okay.
it. Please,
So there's a
please, please.
huge message in this book, and it has to do with the shift in consciousness, and it's not a done deal. And humanity still has work to do, and that work is the awakening. And there are what I call light team members that are here now. And they're working on this collective shift in consciousness. We're here to experience the collective shift. It won't happen until these light team members experience a higher level of awakening. And at that point, there will be a collective shift, but it's not going to happen. It's not a done deal. It won't happen until we will not go to the fifth dimension until the light team has unified with this higher level of awakening. And that's part of the book. It's for asking the light team to step into this higher level of awakening, learning that, understanding that you are, you're an energy conduit, and you're the creator of your world, the good and the not so good, and you're sovereign, and you get to choose not to be influenced by others.
I love that part.
And move and experience your divine blueprint. Because if we don't achieve our divine blueprint, our authentic self, we will not level up. We won't experience the 5D. Okay. And that's actually the 3D game right now. The right. Third dimensional game is to experience our divine blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And
some people call that their pathway or their path in life, why they're here, what they're supposed to do. So, right? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, it also is about, that's a doing aspect of the,
okay.
Right? There's a feminine aspect, that being, and that being has to do with that divine spark we were talking about, the spark of life, the aspect of the soul. It has to do with living from that higher heart.
Mm-hmm.
And walking this life in that higher heart. And when that happens, we're more powerful than we realize.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. We are.
Yes.
It's true. Because as you do this, you start to realize how powerful we really are. And it blows your mind because we're these energetic beings with all this energy that we can use.
Right. And we need to right now. We need to right now.
So when you talk about the light team, are you talking about people like me, people like you who are doing this work? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking, you know, yes, there are lots of labels, the light workers, the way showers, the 144,000
star
seeds. And then there are people that just don't identify as being any of them, but they know they're here to do something.
Right.
And those are the light team. If you're here, and you just know that you're part of this.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the light team.
Now you talk about the new earth being a hologram. And you talk about the people who are autistic bringing down the veil. So as they bring down the veil, do you feel that from your work and from your research and from what you've heard, are we as a collective creating the new earth?
We are,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Moving to the fifth dimension will give us, each of us, the ability to create our new earth. Each person will have their new earth. The new earth is not outside of us either.
Right.
It's within. The new earth is within. So no savior is coming. We can't look for a savior to help us come to the new earth. The new earth is within.
We have to save ourselves.
We have to, we are the saviors. Yeah, we are the saviors. Yeah.
Now, did you pick up on, I hear a lot, I've talked to people who say, okay, the whole universe is watching us right now, watching this situation. Do you hear that as well?
That is true. This is an experiment. Yes, that is true. Based on my understanding of the channeled information, and you know, you channel, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you know, there are times that as a channel, you may have interference, right? I don't, you probably have your own innate way of making sure that you're receiving the correct information, right?
Right.
So the way we do it is we have access through Shauna Kalicki, who is a channel of not only the autistics, but also 12th dimensional Mother Mary and a collective of the from the 16th dimension. And of course we have Daniel, who is here. So Daniel is a monitor of our work. So as the information comes in, we get graded. If it doesn't make the mark, it doesn't get in the book.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Very interesting. Well, yes. And I am a channel and I have a direct connection as well. And I bring in information to help humanity, and it's divine and it's very humbling. To be honest with you, it's truly annoying. What can I just ask quickly about? We only have a 45 minute hour show, but what about Mary? What is it? Could you give some information to the audience that you think would be helpful right now that Mary that has been channeled from the Divine Mother?
From Mother Mary.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I think Mother Mary says very similarly to the others, and I always compare them. The new earth is within, and it is, you know, that's
where her message.
That's her message. It is not outside of you. And of course, we get into the divine feminine and all that. The divine feminine, it's very interesting. Right now we have this, we know we have the struggle of the darkness in the world, and we have the rays of the divine feminine. Mm-hmm. The reason for the chaos is because the divine feminine is growing. Right. You can't have one without the other in the third dimension. There has to be balance. And so yes, Mother Mary, she's got many messages. I can't pin them down to one
that, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, I always say that too, because, and this is just my feeling, and I talked about it in my book, I just finished on connecting. So I feel like, you know, we all have this connection. We all know what we're here to do. And we all have this blueprint that we're here to follow. But sometimes we get off course, and I think if we can go back and connect again, I think that's why I'm so back to that and going within and working on ourselves, like you talked about, I think it brings us back to center and it brings us back to balance. You know, it used to be, from what I can understand, is that it used to be feminine. We used to have more of a feminine dominated society. And then somehow, don't know what happened, it got flipped to the male. And now, from what I can see, is we're coming back into balance where it should be. We should be equal, I guess. And that's kind of my long-winded way of saying it, but that's what I feel.
Right. And so we dive into the concept of God in this
right.
Bible. We explore the God of the Bible. We explore the mythical gods, and we explore aliens as gods.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about what came out of this, and it was a lot of work for me. Sarian mentioned that God is a man-made construct.
Right. I read that.
And I thought, well, that's really interesting. Well, what do you mean? Because you're usually a little more politically correct than saying man-made. But when you go back to, you know, our understanding of God in the sacred text, it's largely patriarchal. The divine feminine, the feminine was removed from our sacred text.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you started your mention about our divine blueprint,
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, we get off course. And you know, Sirian has a really nice way of looking at it, and the way what they offer is, think of your divine blueprint as true north on a compass,
right?
And your life is the compass. And If you're heading towards your divine blueprint, you have smooth sailing in your life and you have those synchronicities, serendipities. Life is easy and graceful. And if you're off course, you're going to get course corrections.
I know, and they correct you, boy.
They do. And so you have a choice. You have free will. You can take the course correction, go back to your divine blueprint or not. It's your choice. But if your life is full of struggle and challenges, I would just strongly suggest that you take a look. Is it a test of persistence? Because, we're taught, when the going gets tough, tough get going, you throw that out. If
Right.
If your life is really having
Yeah, if your life sucks, man, change it.
Yeah. I mean, look at
Yeah.
it. What does the universe want to tell you?
Yeah.
So I just love that Sirian offers that exercise of looking at your life as the compass.
Well, no, I think that's really cool. Yeah. And you talk about the three phases of Sirian's higher level of awakening. And if you don't mind, can I share them with the audience? It's what,
Please. That's
yeah.
so important. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what we were talking about. This is a cool book. You guys got to check this out. There's some really interesting information. I'm going to go back and read. I don't have time to read as much as I would like to, but I'm cutting my shows down so I can read more. So there are three phases, Sirian says, of the high level awakening. Aware that you are the creator of your own world, the good and the bad. And that's hard to swallow sometimes, because as I was writing it, I thought, yeah, that's tough. So we have to take responsibility for our thoughts and our words and our actions, our creation. And the second is choose not to be influenced by others. Huge.
Huge.
Choose what aligns with your higher self. And this took me years to not care what anybody else thought and to do, you know what I mean? I mean, it's hard. It's hard to do that. And number three is you are the compass.
You are the compass, and
you
you are.
Yes. Yeah. I just thought that was really interesting. Something else I liked that I wrote down, I want to read really quick before I forget about it. When you find God. So the original God created multiple gods, but they are the same God created simultaneously. And when you find God, you will find yourself. And when you find yourself, you will find God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. I
Yes.
was like, this is fantastic because
Yeah.
it's true. Talk about this. I mean, it's absolutely true.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, well, think about it. So we're all expressions of source consciousness, right? But what if there's one God? There is one God. So we're playing solitaire. We're all playing solitaire. Everything around us is us. You're me and I'm, so what happens when you wake up to the fact that you are the God, the one God in the game? I don't know. I haven't gotten there. But that is what Daniel is suggesting.
Well, and the only thing, and I get that. I totally get the concept. I really do. I get that because we are creators. We do have that spark. We have that ability. We have this power. And the more I do readings for people and the more I teach classes, the more I realize how much power I have. So I know we all have this. It's just we haven't been taught how to use it. But I want to say something that really, I think the biggest question I have about the book is I connect every day. I bring in the light to the divine source, to God, to the creator, to the radiant one, whatever you want to say. So I believe there is this one source of energy of light, because I know and I don't believe I'm connecting to my higher self. I believe I'm connecting to the heavenly realms, that higher love vibration. And that's what I'm trying to teach everybody. Well, that's not trying to, I am teaching everybody to bring it in. So help me out with that one. Because we've got God inside of us, but we also have God up here, because I'm bringing in that energy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, if we're all unique, we are unique expressions of source.
Right.
Humanity is.
Yes.
And we have that God consciousness within us.
Yes.
We have the ability to tap into that God consciousness. Now,
yes.
You have this direct line that I can't say I have.
Oh, okay.
So I can't relate to your
Gotcha. Experience. Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, what
Gotcha.
I can say is, you know, I feel just so humbled that I have been asked to relay these messages to the world.
Well, yeah.
It's just really humbling to me. But I can't say, Nancy, that I have your direct link with Source.
Okay, gotcha. I understand. No problem. So what's next for you? What's coming after this?
That's a great question. I have, there's a project that I want to do, and it's a more personal project, but I'm open, and I know if the autists want another book, they know that I will be there for them, because that's how the new book came out.
Okay.
Writing my, yeah.
Right. Now, what are they working on? You mentioned they're working on the veil. What else are they working on? They're working on raising consciousness.
They work on all these situations to awaken humanity. And when you think about that, that could mean a lot of things. You know, they, like I said, they work very much like a beehive, autistic collective.
Okay.
And I know that there's a group that's working on cleaning up the water. God knows we need it, right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I learn every day that they're doing different things. They're just so awesome.
It's amazing. You know, people need to look at autistic people a little differently. I want to mention something to you. I don't know why I'm going to bring this up, but so I was coming back from a speaking trip, and I was at the airport. This is just a couple months ago. And I was standing at the carousel waiting for my bag. You know, we're all standing there waiting for the bags to come down. They still didn't come down. And there was an autistic young man, and he must have been in his 20s, and he was with his mom. And I know my energy's strong, but what was interesting is he came over and stood like next to me. And his mother said, "Oh, come over here." And of course, I didn't say anything because he didn't bother me a bit. I was, you know, thought he was just delightful. And he said, "No, I'm good." And he came back over and stood by me. And he stood by me for the entire time that his bag came down and they had people come up, and he would not leave. And I just wonder, my thought was, I'm looking for confirmation here.
Uh-huh.
My thought was he picked up on my energy. And that's why he wanted to stand next to me. And his mother was just like, "Why won't he come back over here?" It was the craziest thing. And
Yeah.
I had never experienced anything like that. So interesting you would come on the show after this. But what do you think?
I think he probably picked up on your energy, and he might have been having a interdimensional conversation with you.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, we're multi-dimensions. Right. All of us are multidimensional at the soul. And you don't know, you know, he experiences his life totally differently than you do. You're
right.
more physical, and yet you do go out. He was likely having a conversation with you, an exchange with you.
Man, I'm so glad I asked you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he stood there for the longest time, and they had relatives come up, and he would not move. He stood next to me. Then he got his bag, and I smiled at him, and he left, and that was it. It was the craziest thing.
That's beautiful.
So are they, before we get out of here, I know we got to go, but are they telepathic? I mean, do they?
They are telepathic.
Very telepathic.
They're very telepathic. They have advanced psychic skills.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they have all these gifts that we just don't get. They actually, Daniel will shapeshift into another form.
Interesting.
And the autist will speak through other autists. So if I'm with one and another autist wants to speak to me, they can send a message through the autist that's with me. The gifts are,
wow,
they're just crazy. It's just crazy.
I
was just gonna say, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to write it in fiction, because I, you know, if the truth is Strange. The truth is stranger than fiction, and when you write it as nonfiction, you're dubbed as conspiracy theory, outlandish, outrageous. So that's why I didn't want to write their truth in a nonfiction book. I rely on these books to relay the spiritual components of the autistics.
Right. And for the audience who is listening to us on the podcast, the other books are The New Earth, and the other one is
God's in the Game.
God's in the Game. And the first one is
the novel is The Unsuspected Heroes, which is, you know, on the autism truth. But like I said, it's like I said, their world is crazier than we even have that concept.
Now, I have one last question here. Do the parents of these children, and of course, a lot are adults at this point, like I met, are they aware of this?
Some of them are, and there are some people, some parents are out there really trying to let the world know about their children, and that they're awesome, you know. But not all of them, most of them aren't. The parents have no idea, so they look at them and they think their kids are, you know, challenged medically, you know, their brains are challenged. They're not, they're just experiencing life entirely different. And then we are, and they're helping us in this shift. They're here because they love us. They're doing this work because they love us.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Alex Marco.
Thank you. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
God's in the game, you guys. God's in the game.
Can I say where people can reach me? Or?
Of course, give out all your information. Absolutely.
Oh, you know, if anybody wants to reach me or the people involved in the project, come to my website. It's alexmarcoux.com. You spell that alexmarcoux.com. I do know that Daniel is starting to work with readers. So if you have questions, have patience with us, because we don't want to overwhelm him, but he is responding to readers with questions from the books.
I love it. I love it. Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing this.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is such great information. Guys, thanks for joining us. Everybody check out my new classes at nancyyearout.com. Thanks for joining us. Everyone take care and God bless.